Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Next week, July 26th through 30th, Iowa will celebrate Iowa Fruit and Vegetable Week. The Iowa commercial horticulture industry contributes $48 million to the state economy each year and provides fresh fruits and vegetables to Iowa consumers. The Iowa Fruit and Vegetable Grower Association represents producers statewide, supporting grower education and consumer outreach. And Vice President Marcus Johnson shares that they enjoy being a part of the community and growing food for the communities that they live in. Part of building that community is reaching out and letting people know that growers are producing the food, whether they buy it at farmers markets or in food grocery stores. The most recent statewide survey of commercial horticulture production in Iowa, released in 2017, showed that the top five crops grown across the state in 2015 were tomatoes, pumpkins, cucumbers, green beans, and winter squash. Also, according to the most recent U.S. Ag Census 5 years ago, more than 1,000 farms statewide grow vegetables and an equal number grow fruits here in Iowa. That is, of course, just for commercial production. There's many other small or home gardeners that grow fruits and vegetables across the state as well. Here in Cass County, if you're looking for a way to celebrate, you might consider visiting one of the four farmers markets that we have every week in Cass County. In Anita at the Bandshell Park, the farmer's market is every Tuesday evening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. through the month of August. In Atlantic, there is a farmer's market at the Farm Bureau parking lot on Saturdays from 9 to noon through the end of September, and Produce in the Park in the Atlantic City Park on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6:30 through the end of September. There's also a farmer's market in Lewis at 3HO on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 to 6:30 through the end of August. If you'd like more information about the farmers markets in Cass County or other food-related information, you can follow the Cass County, Iowa Local Food page on Facebook. Just look up at Cass County, Iowa Local Food for updates on a variety of food-related projects across Cass County. One of those is the Grow Another Row program, hosted through Extension with an AmeriCorps volunteer that we have for the summer. Grow Another Row encourages local producers to grow and share produce, whether you have excess of one variety for a short amount of time or a large amount of excess for the entire growing season. The Grow Another Row program has sites set up for donation and pickup of fresh produce across Cass County throughout the summer. If you would like to donate or pick up, or both, you're welcome to check that out. You can also sign up for the weekly grower newsletter to get everything on growing tips to recipes to support those who are growing or receiving produce. Again, that's the Grow Another Row program, and you can find more information on that on the Cass County Extension website, or stop by our office and we'd be happy to share more information on that with you. Another popular item to grow in the garden is herbs. Herbs are a very easy way to start if you are new to gardening. They grow very well in Iowa summers and take up a small amount of space. In addition, herbs are great to have fresh in the garden, as they can be expensive at the grocery store and spoil quickly if you only need to use a small amount. Growing them at home gives you the pleasure of fresh herbs for far less money, and you can step out your back door or snip them off the planter in your windowsill with very little effort. Herbs are ideal for growing in small raised beds or pots on a patio or windowsill, as they don't take up a whole lot of space. A variety of herbs are ideal for growing and using in recipes. Rosemary and thyme are great for seasoning chicken before you grill or roast them, and they also work well on oven-roasted or grilled vegetables. Basil is another very easy-to-grow plant that can be used in a variety of recipes, such as shredded over cottage cheese or chopped tomatoes, or incorporated into pestos and Italian sauces. Fresh herbs are also great to clip and leave in a jar in your kitchen counter for easy use and just because they'll make the kitchen smell nice. Again, herbs can be grown in various types of containers. Terracotta and clay pots are very popular and they work well because they provide a stable anchor and allow air to move through the roots. Plastic also works well and is easier to move around if you need to move your plants around the deck. Hanging baskets and window boxes can also be used, but might require a little bit more watering, as they will need to have sufficient drainage holes in the bottom and may dry out easier as air moves around them. Herbs can be planted together, several in one pot, or each herb planted in its own smaller pot. There are even some perennial herbs that can be taken inside and grown during the winter. So really picking the herb that is right for you and that you will use the most in cooking. When it comes to that, kind of the sky is the limit. You do want to keep in mind that most herbs require full sun, whether they're grown indoors or outdoors, so place them in a location where they would receive at least 4 to 6 hours of sunlight each day. And again, make sure that you have a good plan to keep those watered if they are in small containers. Leafy annual herbs should be harvested when the flower buds first appear, as this is when the flavor from the oils in the leaves are the best. Remove the top leaves and stems with a knife or shear and cut just above a leaf or pair of leaves. Leave 4 to 6 inches of plant material on the annual herbs. Perennial herbs that come back every year should not be harvested quite as heavily as annual herbs. You want to remove only the top third of the plant or the leafy tip growth on perennial herbs and harvest throughout the season as they are needed in the kitchen. And of course, you're always welcome to stop in the office and get tips for growing all kinds of fruits and vegetables in your home landscape as well. For more information on upcoming events and activities throughout the year here at the Extension office, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Extension website or on our Facebook page, or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.